Blog Talk Radio.
We read in the New Testament, John 3:16, for God so loved that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, have chains called by powerful insight. Paul's life was new. That is, he was made new. And Paul uses an and Paul knew in his heart that there had been and that he had passed from death. And so, Paul, in Paul's mind, this new life, Christ, fresh, ever to remain. And so, with that in mind, Paul wanted deeper insight, a deeper knowledge of. So, when we study the and the well-trained mind of Paul, he was, therefore, he knew Hebrew and he knew Greek. And he was trained in understanding legal law and legal topics under Rabbi Gamaliel. And so, Paul had a well-trained and disciplined mind. So this man comes to Christ found back. And on top of that, in Philippians 3, we read he was also a zealot. He was a pagan. He did not love Christ in the beginning. His name was Saul. And he met people on the road to Damascus. It was that encounter that changes everything. Paul had persecuted the church. The word persecuted means, and Paul would write later to Timothy about his understanding of really amazing. But Paul knew that he understood that he had been on that road to Damascus. Jesus met Paul, and Jesus said to Paul, at that time his name was Saul, Jesus said, "Saul, Saul, why persecute Paul did not understand that every believing one is united. Every believing one is united. He's going to. Paul did not understand that for his salvation, because he was persecuting the church. So he persecuted the church because he did not understand the nature of the that is the church, all out assembly of believing things. He had no awareness of what this new group was about, and no understanding of peace and historic power of the present and what his death on the Roman gibbet truly meant. Paul didn't understand it. Later, after his conversion, and that I use seldom, after his conversion, after being made new in Christ, Paul, according to Galatians chapter 1, set out to understand truly what this event had meant. In Galatians chapter 1, Paul talks about his time away so that he could understand what happened. First, Galatians 1:17, Paul writes, "Neither went I up to Jerusalem to them which were apostles before me, but I went into Arabia and returned again unto Damascus." And so, and after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem. No time. Then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to abode with him 50 days. But other of the apostles saw I none, save James, the brother. Now the things which I write unto you, foretold, for God I lie not. Afterwards I came into the regions of Syria and Judea, and was unknown by faith in the churches in the day of Christ. They had heard only that he which persecuted us in times past now preacheth the faith which he once restored. A glorified God. Chapter 2, verse 1 of Galatians. Then, 14 years after, I went up again to Jerusalem, Barnabas, and took Titus with me also. I went up by revelation and communicated with them that gospel which I preached among the Gentiles privately, them which were of the enemy should run and run. So we have some understanding of Paul's of essentially I had been all had been. He absorbed into every tissue of the people. All made it to know from the beginning he was taken up into C.S. Lewis has a great C.S. Lewis says, quote, further up from the Paul said, Christ in his town. So, with this rich understanding of Christ, it also paralyzed all wanting more of the deep wisdom of God. Paul wanted. So this is why deeper awareness is deep and know that he was not merely spiritual. But we are not looking at spirituality in a general sense. We are looking at a particular form of that nowhere in 13 letters of Paul one will always Paul's know because knowing this doctrine that Paul taught because the divine shape will of in a Paul's writing flow. They are the word of God, mediated Paul's personality had been tempered by his relationship. So there is the profound picture. His writings are unobstructed by the depth. What we see is the person of Christ, the living one, powerful, shining out of Paul. Now, if one has some understanding of Paul's background, one would know that the radical change in consciousness that Paul had to the person. And when one reads about Paul's background and what he was for, his relationship with Jesus, and what he became, his relationship with Jesus, one has to go back and really study who he was. Study the viewpoint that the Pharisees had centered around the person Christ. Well, assuredly, they wanted to get out. And when we get to the book of Acts, you see that the Pharisees had told the apostles that we forbade you to do more in this name. But they knew, the Pharisees knew, that this name had taken over Jerusalem. In fact, we read that after the resurrection of Jesus, that is reported, as seen after the resurrection of Jesus, that many of the body saints stood up and walked around Jerusalem. Here was incontrovertible, here was irrefutable, here was undeniable, forensic evidence. Everyone realized. Jesus, at one time, you read in 1 Corinthians 15, was seen by 500 witnesses who testified or who could testify as to what they had seen. And that this was not a collective delusion. there was ample forensic evidence left in that instance so that field investigators would look at the evidence of what was left in that tomb, realize something happened that could not be merely explained away, or this is what the Pharisees want. Say that his disciples came and took his body. Now, that tomb closed. That tomb had been sealed over it. That tomb had guards placed there. And so, with the seal on that tomb, that imperial seal, and the guards standing there was no way that we know how frightened and what their state of mind was. Like they would often heal the body. They were not those kind of men. Something did happen. And we read in the gospel of natural. Around it. And that the tomb, the stone before the tomb, not rolled away completely. The stone had been rolled away in order to reveal to the apostle, show the world what the napkin that had been about the place, still there. Wrapped up. Then there is a space between that napkin and the strips of cloth have been wrapped around his body, space there. And when looking very closely at what's on him, there was no distress. The spice, burial spice, and linen cloth were empty. Yet something happened to the body. What had happened? So the guard had been frightened away, and there were two angelic beings on his head of the cloth, and one the foot cloth. And the slab upon which the body of Jesus had become the mercy. And on either end, we have the angelic being, called a cherubim. Who means the Old Testament, the Old Testament. So, we read in the Word of God that without the shedding, Jesus is our mercy. Paul knew that it was similar. Apostles know the symbol. As one brother said, it's not that there is not enough of it. It is a radical person who puts up the evidence. The objective not by not. Now, this evidence is vital. accepting what God has done is vital. God has provided the evidence. God has provided a new and living way of access to himself through the veil of his flesh, that is, through the person of Jesus. So, one has to, according to the book of Hebrews, trample on the foot the blood of the Son of God, either to make it to the antenna. Now, in Mark's gospel, when speaking of henna, which is for the lake of fire, the Bible uses the term asbestos. And it's very interesting the way that term is used when speaking of fire. It is in the word. It is a place of civil action. Now, please keep in mind that the Bible also says that it is not safe, also. A glorified body. That is divine faith. That is. I know, it is classic doctrine, it is classic teaching from the Word of God. And I present the teaching without apology. Because the Word of God presents the teaching without apology. Paul wanted more, a deeper, greater understanding of the person of Jesus, because he came to realize what Jesus had given life for Paul. So Paul wanted to be taken up into a deeper awareness what this kind of love. Paul wanted a seed of the resurrection. Yes, Paul knew about the historic nature of death, burial, and resurrection. Paul had spoken with some of the critics of that. Paul himself was a witness of the post-resurrection ministry of Jesus. He had that direct encounter on the road to Damascus. Paul knew that his life. When the disciples were locked in that upper room, we read that Jesus appeared before them. We don't read that they opened the door him, but that on this new platform of existence, on this new platform of being the molecular structure of Jesus' body was so that he could appear before them, he could vanish. This is an entirely new plane. This is an entirely new plane, super existence. And so, Jesus had beggared what we understand about the cosmos, about its structure and its nature, because of the resurrection. Resurrection is a picture. Resurrection is a reality. Those who reject the resurrection are involved in the resurrection. This is not an event that can be through seemingly cogent arguments. When one reads biblical material, and one reads the arguments that reject the resurrection, one is in fear. to reduce the anti-resurrection argument. In other words, argumentum reductio ad absurdum. So God has done one all and through the person. Keep in mind that the only that the average human being 800,000 pounds. What are you going to do in those or with those 800,000 pounds? What are you going to do? How are you going to live? Will you spend your time developing deep consciousness so that you can live a life that's well pleasing to God? Will you accept that challenge to become an earnest, focused student of the person of Christ? Now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. Good morning. My name is Dr. Clyde Rich. Thank you for listening to us.